My name is Eric Heemer. I'm the Senior Vice President for Southern Wine and Spirits of America, and I am in charge of wine education for the country. You can reach me with questions or comments at Eric Heemer, that's H-E-M-E-R, at southernwine.com. Thank you.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. It gives me great pleasure for us to meet today together Eric Heemer, who is very, very uniquely qualified. Only a handful of people in the world hold both the Master Sommelier title and Master of Wine. He is Senior Vice President and Director of Wine Education for Southern Wine and Spirits of America. Southern Wine and Spirits is a national wholesale and import company. He is a very active teacher and lecturer. He's joining Don Kinnean, who is a former guest on Wine and Dine, to be presenting an advanced training day on the wines of Burgundy in Miami on Friday, May 16th. And this is being presented by French Wine Society in their master level program. And Eric, we thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Well, you're quite welcome, Lynn. I'm glad to be here.
Boy, Burgundy wines are near and dear to everyone's heart. And certainly if you are in the wine industry, that's one of the benchmarks of which you are graded and tested, as well as for sheer enjoyment.
That's absolutely true. I think once you fall in love with the great wines of Burgundy, you're seldom satisfied fully by any other wine. I think many would agree with me there.
So it's a full day of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and are all the wines that are presented during this workshop, are they from Southern Wine and Spirits of America?
Yes, they are from our... We have several different divisions. They're from both the main Southern Division. Also here in Florida, we have a Transatlantic Division, which is our fine wine boutique division, and also Coastal Wine and Spirits, which represents the great Burgundy domains from that are imported by Diageo.
Chateau
Estates, yes.
Oh, my. I didn't know all that. So it's hard to pick and choose, because I'm guessing since this is an advanced training, this is master level program, was it difficult choosing what wines to represent different geographical appellations within Burgundy?
Yeah, it's actually following a pretty straight geographical formula here. We're starting in the north and working our way down from Gevrey-Chambertin in the Côte de Nuit, and then all the way down into the Côte de Beaune in the afternoon, and ending up in the appellations of Maraîchers. So we've got a great lineup. It's all Premier Cru and Grand Cru wines, so these wines are not only rare, but they're also in very, very limited supply and expensive, too, and represent the greatest manifestation of Burgundian terroir. So it's going to be a great tasting. In fact, I can't remember the last time that we put together a Burgundy tasting of this magnitude.
And so this is the first time that you're doing this in Miami?
With the French Wine Society, yes. Yes.
Well, you teach at Florida International University, their wine certification class. Do you teach something to a similar but on a less expensive scale for FIU?
The class that we do is it's a complete wine course. It covers all the major wine regions and wine styles of the world over 13 weeks. So it's very comprehensive. But we do spend some time in Burgundy, but it's not nearly as in-depth as this study will be. I mean, basically, we're going all day covering just Burgundy, so it's going to be very in-depth. And Don does a great job lecturing on Burgundy, so I'm looking forward to teaching with him, actually assisting him. He's the lead instructor on the course, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the individual wines and producers.
Do you do a lot of travel to Burgundy?
Yeah, I try to get over to Burgundy every 2 years or so. It's actually been 3 or 4 years since I've been last, so now that I think of it, so I'm overdue for a trip, but it's a wonderful region to visit.
You also do a great deal of advocacy and education for the Court of Master Sommelier, for Master of Wine Institute, and also for Society of Wine Educator.
That's right. Yeah, I travel around the country and am very actively involved with all those organizations. And also the WSET is something that recently become involved in. So, yeah, a lot of wine organizations. So I get to go to a lot of interesting places and work with a lot of great wine industry professionals. So it's a wonderful, wonderful way to spend my time.
Eric, going back to the FIU class that you teach, were you responsible for coming up with your own syllabus for the class?
Yeah, it's sort of a collaborative effort between myself and my two fellow instructors, Chip Cassidy and Bill Hebrank, who are longtime professors at FIU and have been teaching classes on wine for years. And we've been doing this course since 2001, so it's nice because you have three different instructors teaching the same class. So you get a lot of different perspective.
All within the same semester, students get three different teachers.
Yes. Yeah, we do it. It's the full 13-week semester, and we taste well over 100 wines and cover the entire world of wine. So it's a great course, really is. We've had a lot of success with it.
How many credit hours?
It's a good question. It, actually, most of our attendees are not FIU students.
Really?
Most of them are just interested wine consumers or people from the trade that that come to the class. It's an evening course that we teach on Monday. We do get some FIU students, and I think it's an elective, so whatever the standard credit hour is for an elective course.
Because they have a very serious hospitality program there.
They do, and we teach this at the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management, which is at their Biscayne campus, very pretty facility.
Eric, what were you doing before you decided that wine would be your career?
I think I was in high school.
Really? Really?
I've been in the wine business for a long time, I sold my first bottle of wine in 1978. So for quite some time, but I was in the restaurant business prior to going to work for Southern Wine and Spirits. I've been here 26 years now, so it's been quite a long and wonderful journey.
Were you like a wholesale rep, or were you...
I started as a sales rep with Southern in 1998 and held various management positions after that. And in 1998, I was offered the opportunity to develop the educational program for Florida. And I did that for 15 years and just recently was promoted to a corporate position. So I'm in charge of wine education now for the country.
Whoa, so you travel around and teach staff at other distributor locations around the country, or do you do this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, wow. Oh, my gosh. So never a dull day. You're always thinking, you're always thinking forward ahead of what you have to do.
Yeah, it helps. It helps to plan your calendar out months in advance, yes.
How many different Southern Wine Spirits outlets are there? I'm from Phoenix area before moving to the coast of North Carolina. I know there was a Southern out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're actually in 35 states now, if you include the District of Columbia. So we really cover the country fairly well. We're as far away as Alaska and Hawaii. We cover northern New England, Florida, and most of the big states in between, California, Illinois, New York, of course, Florida. The Midwest is still probably the next challenge for us, but we're now in 35 markets. When I started, we were in three states.
Oh, holy moly. And the corporate headquarters is in Miami?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, curious, I would imagine you do know how many different brands or names or estates do you represent from Burgundy?
Oh, well, it varies from market to market. There are a few importers that we represent nationally, and Louis Latour is one of them.
Okay.
We have them in all of our markets. But we'd probably, just using Florida, for example, we represent somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 80 different Burgundy domains and négociants. So it's quite a substantial list, far more than most people would imagine.
Do you still spend any of your time studying and refreshing or?
Oh, absolutely. You have to stay relevant. And the world of wine is still growing and expanding so rapidly that it changes literally daily. So, I start every day, I read the news in the morning. I get all kinds of web blasts from all the major trade publications. And you really have to stay up to date and current with it. So it requires quite a bit of constant refreshing.
I remember from a former French Wine Society newsletter probably a couple months ago that Richard Bamfield, Master of Wine, was going to be talking about pre-mox, premature oxidation of white Burgundy. Is that something that you're going to touch on this master level program of Burgundy?
It may come up. I'm not sure if Don's planning on that or not, but it's certainly a topic of a lot of interest amongst Burgundy collectors. And fortunately, it seems to have, the problem has diminished somewhat. A lot of people think it was due to sulfur dioxide use, particularly in white Burgundy. And this all sort of stemmed from the late 90s, 98, 99, 2000, 2001 vintages. All had some signs of premature oxidation. So fortunately, I haven't seen that for a while. So I think it's getting better, but certainly a very important topic.
Because people might have wines like that in their cellar.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you that I wish so much I could be present there and learn from you and Don, those lucky people who are going to be involved. And this is going to be Friday, May 16th, all day at Southern Wine and Spirits in Miami.
That's correct, yeah. If they go on the French Wine Society's website, there's all the information available there, and there's still a few seats available, so we can still sign some people up.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, so good timing for this chat.
Absolutely.
Eric Heimer, Master Sommelier and Master of Wine, Senior Vice President and Director of Wine Education for Southern Wine and Spirits America. Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn more.
Bonjour, je suis Louis-Fabrice Latour de la Maison Latour en Bourgogne. We've been around for now more than 200 years, and if you want to know more about our wines, our history, stay online and listen to Lynn from Wine and Dine. She's got plenty of things to tell you about us.
Hi, I'm Don Canan. I'm a certified wine educator. I'm the lead instructor for the Master Burgundy Certificate Program.
Hello, I'm Julien Camus, founder of the French Wine Society. We offer online and in-classroom education about the wines of France through our network of 25 schools in the U.S., Canada, and now Asia. If you would like to learn more about our programs, please visit our website at www.frenchwinesociety.org. Merci and santé.
You're listening to iWine Radio.